There were many things that I learned in my first years of ministry out in North Dakota. One of those important things, of course, is the correct way to pronounce an O. So, and having spent time, of course, in Minnesota and North Dakota, I still get kiddered about that, even though Seattle is certainly my home. But I learned a lot out there. Here's one of those stories. We were going to move from one town to another one, a small town about 80 miles away, and it was the day to pack things up and stick them on the truck or whatever we were going to do. And our kids were about in third grade at the time. And so Gretchen came and this was a beautiful day in about a week before Thanksgiving. A beautiful day. It was in the 70s, I think. I remember being in shirt sleeves and it was bright and clear. And so Gretchen comes to me and says, "Do you think we should leave the heavy coats and the gloves and the stocking caps out just in case?" Well, I, of course, thought, no way is this going to turn cold that fast. And I said, "Oh, no, it'll be fine." So we get there and fill the house up at the other end, of course, with boxes, and we wake up to snow on the ground. Now, of course, it's a question of which box did we put that in and where in the world could that box be? I should have learned better from those who knew. Every year, about in the middle of September at least, if you live in a small town or if you're a farmer or some such thing, if you're at all outside the big cities of North Dakota or in any other state in the upper Midwest, there's this event that takes place where everyone will go out and check their trunk. They will open up their trunk and make sure that there are a few extra blankets or sleeping bags, half a dozen candy bars or trail mix or something to eat, extra water, a coffee can that you may have to use to melt the water if you get to that point, but at least it can be done. Candles and flashlights and batteries and jumper cables and certainly a shovel of some kind. Now, chances are very good that you can go for a very long time without ever having to use that at all. In most of those cases where I had the same stuff, I used the jumper cables for someone else. I still do. There was one day, and recently, when I used it for two people who needed assistance. But this is what it is to be prepared. We just don't know. So you do it in September, at least, because you don't know when that first storm is going to hit. This is the same kind of a story. Now, there are some troubling things at times about and parables and such as this, but we still easily get the point. The 25th chapter of Matthew contains three significant and stories or parables that are told. And at this point in the gospel, it appears that what Matthew is doing is that he's putting these three in such a way that they become those last words of instruction Right before Jesus comes to that dramatic end and his death and resurrection. But these are the words of instruction to the rest of us, to the Christian church in the intervening years, because there will indeed be a day of the Lord. And we do not know when that is. Yes, there are some who will go back to the scriptures and carefully search every single little thing and come up with an answer. A few years ago, there was one who was absolutely convinced that they knew exactly when the end of the world was going to come. Of course, the date came and went, and they went back and said, "I think we made a mistake." So they figured again. I think they're still at it. One church where I served, there was an interesting gentleman there who had some strange ideas at times. But he was also quite generous when he could be. So back in 98 or 99 or whenever it was, and he heard that Y2K was on the move and coming closer and closer and closer, he went out and bought, on behalf of the congregation, like 500 pounds of beans, just in case we'd have to set up a kitchen of some sort to feed ourselves, because this Y2K thing was nothing to sneeze at, if you remember. Planes were going to not be able to fly, and trains wouldn't run, and we couldn't make phone calls, and on and on and on it went. It was going to be disaster. It was going to be as close to Armageddon as we could ever get without really reaching it. Well, of course, we all remember that it came and went without a hitch. But now this congregation still has 500 pounds of beans sitting in a closet someplace, waiting to be used. It's good to be prepared, even though you don't know. We were talking about that today. And Alice was doing things as an usher, including sharpening pencils and all of those things, because you need to be prepared. I did ask if there's a defibrillator around here. You know, you were to get one, and it's recommended, if you were to get one, it would probably go about 5 to 10, 15 years before it might ever be needed. There it would be stuck in a closet someplace with an inch and a half of dust on top. But if you need it, you need it then. It won't do to say, "Well, gee, we were going to do that at one point." Jesus reminds us that faithful living is also prepared living. That we need to be ready for the things that come, because we don't know what they are going to be, and we don't know when they are going to come. We do know what God expects of us, that we are going to work for justice and mercy in such a way that Amos would at least give us a thumbs up. To know that the day of the Lord is two-handed. It is both going to be a day of celebration, but also we are going to be taken to task for perhaps the things that we should have known about and don't. In the end, I trust in God's grace. But I also trust in the wisdom that God gives us to be prepared. Transitions are like that a little bit. We begin to prepare. We begin to look around and say, "Are we really all set? Do we have the things in place that we need?" So yes, we will be doing a little preparing along the way. We'll be buying the extra oil that we need to make sure that all things are set. We won't be waiting for Jesus in that sense, but we will be waiting for someone to come. And it's true, we know neither the day nor the hour that that will be accomplished. But like all things in God's hands, it will indeed come at the right time. Amen.